Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news comes from the biofuels industry, where it's been revealed that 90% of biofuel currently produced in the UK actually comes from imported feedstocks rather than being produced in this country. The UK's farming organisations have described it as a slap in the face for UK biofuel growers and processors. Even more worrying is the fact that the figures are getting worse for UK producers year on year. The NFU commented that the Department of Trade and Industry are dithering and leaving British biofuel production facilities standing idle. And if the Prime Minister is as passionate about renewables as he says he is, his government has got to put its money where its mouth is on biofuel. But back to today's story, and I've got a question for you. If you run a business out in the countryside, which is maybe just slightly away from mainstream agriculture, are you a digital dinosaur? Well, according to research, 54% of those who live in rural parts of Scotland grapple with the pace of technology, and even more don't realise the potential that websites, Facebook and Twitter could offer their farm diversification businesses, whether that's bed and breakfast or online selling of produce or whatever. Here's Rachel Bridge from the Sunday Times business section.
I think the main fear is they just don't know how to do it and they're terrified it's going to cost a fortune. I speak to a lot of small businesses who are aware that they need to be online, that they need to have a website presence, but they just don't know where to start. They think it's going to cost thousands and thousands of pounds. They need to find a website designer. They've just got no idea where to begin. And I think that's the fear that holds people back. I just think the key point is that the web means that rural does not have to mean isolated. It doesn't matter where you're based anymore. If you're online, you're all together in cyberspace. You can be selling to anywhere in the world and nobody cares where you're based and they don't need to come and visit you. They can actually buy through your website. And I think that is just extraordinary and an amazing opportunity for people selling really interesting products.
So if you've got a farm diversification business, as nearly all farmers have now, and you want to get your message across to a wider audience, then Rachel's message to you is find out more about the web, Facebook and Twitter. Quite a few farmers we know have actually done that and their sales figures have taken off. And I'll leave you to think about that for this weekend. But whatever you do, have a good one. I'll be back on Monday as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.